I guess not. It looks like we got interference from somewhere. Anyhow, Tim, yeah, check that out in eBay and let me know.
I'm looking at it here now, sir. It looks like the exact same one. Only thing it doesn't say on the, I didn't read all the details. This one says manually tuned HF. But I do have a tuner, so if you get it close, the tuner should be able to take up the slack on certain bands anyways. But, yeah, I got to get those other license yet. Wednesday, is it? Having the test?
What does she talk about?
I thought I heard you mentioning something about a test in Harrison Township on the 15th or something like that.
That's tomorrow.
You going over there tomorrow?
I don't know if I wake up in the morning.
Oh, yeah, that shouldn't be a problem. You'll be up in the morning sometime, in the morning anyways. But I'll have to look online. I thought it was Wednesday, but I'll have to double check. I haven't been doing a whole lot of study for the general, but for a few bucks, I'll go give it a shot.
An outline is better for you. Are you home and relaxing and all that? Making an outline is not that hard, I think. Or I don't know, I never went through it, so I don't want to say it's not that hard either. WIUG 48.
Okay, I've done mine on, I got the technician online. Those guys worked me for like 45 minutes. I had my old laptop, it wouldn't do the Zoom thing, I couldn't get it logged in. I could get my phone logged in, but the laptop wouldn't log in. So then I went on the wife's laptop. She got a brand new one, but the Windows wasn't compatible with the Zoom. And I ended up getting it working. The guy got on there, some technician was helping me. I had to turn something off because it wouldn't let me load an outside app or something. Something like that. But he got me going anyway. But it took at least 45 minutes. And finally, I got the right to test. I got the phone on so they can see the keypad and all that stuff. But he got through it pretty quick after that. But it was a little over an hour the time he got all said and done.
Go on the same one. They'll help you out a lot. Because you already passed with them and everything. They know you. Roger?
I copy that. Yeah, I could do that again. I thought it was something close. I could just go jump on a computer somewhere, and out on my days. Easy enough to just drive in there, jump on a laptop or the computer, and go through it that way. I don't know. I was about halfway through the studying, but I got busy doing other stuff. So kind of been slacking the last couple of weeks.
The halfway, it's better from nothing.
Yeah, it looks like the 40 meters is, I'm listening to it right now. There's people on there. And, still pretty busy. 10 meters dead.
I'm not listening. I'm listening to Hazel Park. Nuts.
Okay, yeah, I was listening to them a little bit earlier, too. And then I switched over here. Forget I checked. I know you said you had an antenna, but I didn't get a chance to get back to the antenna that you found. But yeah, that looks like a pretty good antenna. I'm looking at it now.
Hey, look, Tim, there's 4,000 watt antenna out there. You don't need that. And it's not cheap either. You're talking over $300-$400, you know. The $1,500 and it's $200 for that antenna, or $159, like you said. That's all you need.
Oh yeah, I think so. That my roof, peak of my roof's about 30 feet high. So then you put the antenna up, you're probably maybe, I don't know, close to 40 feet at the tip of the antenna. So it'd be high enough. Actually be clearing just most of the trees around here, so it should get out pretty good. But I'm going to check it out, though. I say 10 meters is dead. That's all I can talk on right now. I need to do that other test there. Over.
Let me tell you, on the ham radio, you don't need to worry about the trees because you got the wattage going out. That 50 watts is good enough to go out with that 1,500 watt antenna out there.
I copy that. I was running about 85. I wasn't running it wide open. I was getting out about a month ago. They say after that, it just died right out. There's nothing on 10. It's quiet.
Well, yeah, maybe because it's Sunday. You know, you got to give it tomorrow. Yeah, you'd be busy. But I was on 40 meter this morning and last night, and it was so busy. It was every couple frequency, it was two or three people out there.
Yeah, they got some nets out there too. I guess some net, couple of different nets I was listening to just earlier, flicking through the frequencies. Nice and quiet, and the signals are coming through really clear. But I'm not sure where they're located though.
Located in Kentucky, or that place is way places over that way. Kentucky or the other ones, you know. Somewhere around there anyhow. But yeah, don't worry about those nets. You want to talk to people out there. People, you know, all over out there from Kentucky, from, you know, Wisconsin, from Minnesota and all that stuff.
Yeah, that's what I like to hit some different states there. And shoot the number out there and see who comes back and get some busy frequencies. Lots of fun, though. That's what it's all about, having a little fun, I guess.
Well, I got to back it out of here because we've been on this frequency too long. I will catch you a little bit later. Check that antenna. If you like it, no problem. If you don't like it, no problem either. WIAG, 48 clear.
All right, Jack, we'll talk to you a little later. I appreciate the help for sure. Yeah, my old battery's getting a little low on my handheld here. Sitting on the deck. Just relaxing, but yeah, we'll be out here. Talk to you a little later. WRNW 329. You're back clear listening.